Isn't it striking that on this day when the readings speak about littleness, mustard seeds, here we are, very few people. As if to say, we ourselves are the mustard seed. What possible good can come from this little group in this little chapel? Well, it's a lesson that is not simply for us in this little setting. It's a lesson that is constantly being repeated all the time, everywhere. I was thinking about the big celebration that's planned in San Antonio Parish. And you know San Antonio? It's on that road going toward the Parañaque City Hall. You know San Antonio Parish? It's a pretty big parish. Anyway, last year was the 50th anniversary of the parish. So they had planned a big celebration. And of course, along comes the lockdown and everything got canceled. So they canceled it. So they decided to do it this year. And they invited the papal nuncio and planned a big celebration. Of course, we're still in quarantine. And so they're going to have it, and the nuncio is going to be there. It's this afternoon, 6 o'clock. But they sent out a circular letter basically telling people not to come to it. You know, watch it on Facebook, because we can only have 30% occupancy of the parish. And so in other words, don't come. Just watch from a distance. Well, this has been our experience for more than a year. Every big thing has been made small. Every big social event, political event, church event, everything. The Olympics were canceled. The 500th anniversary celebrations were canceled or postponed or scaled down. Everybody's anniversaries and birthdays and all sorts of political rallies, everything. And yet, we're still surprised that this is how God works. We just don't get the message. We were saying yesterday, everything starts small, everything. The biggest building, the biggest champion, the most successful, the richest person in the world, everything and everyone starts small. But because we're so attracted to what's big and successful and powerful and rich and beautiful, we forget that that big thing started out as a small thing. And we're surprised. And we think that when something is small, it's no good or something has gone wrong. We feel like the something has interfered with the way it's supposed to be. No, that is the way it's supposed to be. So here we are, we're small. Anuim is small. Everything is small these days. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. And it's the mystery of the mustard seed. Only God knows what this smallness will produce, because he's the one who makes seeds grow and brings forth the fruitfulness of every plant. This process is everywhere in the scriptures. It's prophesied in today's first reading, I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift up the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. This process of lifting up what is lowly, making big what is small, and also making small what is big, knocking down what is powerful. Everywhere in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, and everywhere in history and in creation, this is the way it works. Think of any great figure in the Bible. Think of Abraham. He was a nobody. Think of Moses. 40 years he was a shepherd in the wilderness before he saw the burning bush. Think of David. He was a little shepherd boy, youngest in the family. He was a nobody. Those who start big or who make it to bigness, eventually they fall. Rise and fall. The rise and fall of the Roman Empire. It's the same story. This month in the world is now known as Pride Month. Pride Month. That's what the gays call it. Do they not realize that the proud are the ones who will be humbled? No, they don't. Because none of us realizes that. None of us remembers that bigness will be brought down. We're our natural tendency is always to glorify bigness, power. There isn't a humble month. There's a pride month, but there's no humble month, because who would ever do it? Who would proclaim it? Who would observe it? In fact, every month is humble month. Right? Well, this is the central lesson of the readings. Jesus speaks about the mustard seed, the smallest of the seeds. Every seed is small by comparison to the plant. That's what seeds are. They're small. I've been thinking a lot about St. Joseph lately. This is the year of St. Joseph, and I keep thinking, how can we get the advantage of this year of grace? How can we keep learning from this man, St. Joseph? He's so easy to forget. He's so little. He's so humble and quiet. So in the past couple of weeks, it comes back to me often. How does this scripture, or how does this feast day relate to St. Joseph? Or how can St. Joseph help us enter into it? And I've been unsatisfied with my own reflections. We just celebrated two big feasts, Sacred Heart of Jesus on Friday, Immaculate Heart of Mary yesterday. And both of those days, I was thinking, this is the year of St. Joseph, and he's the other figure of the Holy Family. We got a big feast for Jesus, a big feast for Mary. What about Joseph? And I kept on thinking, I'll put him in somehow into the homily on the feast days, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. I was almost frustrated. Yesterday, the gospel was the finding of Jesus in the temple. It's one of the few gospels that actually mentions St. Joseph. And I thought, well, this perfect opportunity to give honor to St. Joseph or learn from him. And I couldn't figure out how to do it. In fact, even in that gospel yesterday, Joseph gets, it looks as if he gets put down. Jesus says, well, didn't you know that I would be in my father's house? Meaning not Joseph, meaning I'm going to be in my father's house, the temple. It's almost looks like a slap in the face to Joseph. So that was in the back of my mind, and I said, I don't know how to bring him in. But then we get these readings. Today's readings are perfect for St. Joseph. He snuck in without our expecting it. Joseph is the mustard seed. Joseph is the lowly one who is brought high. Joseph is the humble one who looks insignificant and forgotten, but who is actually a giant figure in the spiritual life. Joseph is the one who walks by faith, not by sight. Joseph is the man who is an image of the kingdom. What's the kingdom of God like? It's like a man who scatters seed on the land and goes to sleep and rises night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. When we hear about someone sleeping, we should think of St. Joseph. That's one of his marks of his character. He's able to sleep. And in his sleep, God speaks. And he listens. Something about sleep is a reminder to us of our littleness. Every single day, we reach our limit. We can't do anymore. We can't work anymore. We can't serve the Lord anymore. So it seems we can't do big things anymore. We have to lie down and sleep every single day. Sometimes more than once a day. Right? We sleep. That's how God made us. As if he reminds us every day of our littleness, of our limitations, that we're creatures, that we're seeds. We're just little seeds. This man in the gospel, he sleeps and rises night and day, and through it all the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. Something about a farmer is a great instruction to us, because a farmer does his job and then he goes to bed. He can't make the seed grow. He just does his part and then he sleeps. And that's what we're supposed to do. We do our part. It's a small part, but we have to do it. And then we sleep. The rest of it is in the hands of God, and we don't know how it works. We know not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come. Occasionally, we see God do something big, and we reap the harvest. We say, well, we didn't do this. We didn't make this happen. But we get the benefit of it. The seed grew by itself. Isn't that beautiful? So we can take no pride in the harvest, because we didn't make anything grow. We had our part. But it's a small part. So we give glory to God. So we ask St. Joseph to teach us how to be little, how to be mustard seeds, how to trust that God is at work even when we don't see anything growing, how to sleep in peace every night. We ask St. Joseph to show us how to walk by faith, not by sight. I'm getting that expression from today's second reading. Paul says, we are always courageous, that's Joseph, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. That's Joseph. And he teaches us this way of walking, to be able to be at peace, to be able to sleep, knowing that God is making seeds grow. And that's enough of a lesson for us. If only we could learn that lesson every day. Amen.